No matter where you go, NBAStore.com's got you covered. NBAStore.com. One store, every team.
Hey, 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 we back. Episode 12, people. Hope everybody's all right, doing good out there. Thanks for tuning in. Always the feedback's much appreciated. What up, 40 Banger? How you been?
Feel like it's been a while since we talked to the people, but we're back to talk that real. Speaking of real, want to give a shout out to Biggie. March 9th recently passed. And, you know, speaking of bodies and beef, how you feel about that Fear the Beard kick on King James?
Yeah, definitely. Shouts to Biggie, man. I mean, undisputed top five for me personally. And speaking of beef, before the beef with Harden and James, I'll be playing this guy fantasy round coming up, playoffs time. I'm looking to kick his ass.
Not happening, brother.
We don't got to speak on it too much.
You guys are going to hit a live hawk.
He's come with a Tom Cruise mentality. It doesn't do nothing for me. I just like, whatever. But, you know, it'll be a battle. As far as the Harden James thing now, a little thing between the homeboys, you know what I mean? He's coming at him a little too hard. James will know, hold us in the nuts. And nothing too big, man. Of course, you know, LeBron over-dramatized, you know, going for that Oscar and played up to the cameras a bit. Yeah, the one game suspension wasn't necessary as far as I'm concerned, but whatever. I mean, I like it, though. I like the intensity. I like these guys going at each other.
That's what's up. Just for the fans to know, Jay has won the title, was it 3 years? 3 years, this is the fourth year?
But who's counted?
This is 3 years. And I'm here this year to take the title right now. I got my team. He's been bruised up the whole year. So if I don't win it this year and he wins it, it's rightfully deserved. But, you know, I'm coming for my title. I got Harden on my team. I got a few all-stars, so I'm ready for that title. What up?
And people, please know and believe. I mean, this is why we speak and do this podcast, because we're invested many, many hours into the basketball and checking guys out and players and tendencies and such. So, you know, that's why we feel like we're an authoritative figure to speak on. It's been years plus, even before the internet became a smash. But moving forward, man, salute Michael Jordan, baby. I mean, top the Forbes list, first billionaire coming out of basketball. You got Magic Johnson talking about want to be like Mike. Yo, I thought he actually crossed that years ago, neons ago personally. But still, man, just goes to show you, man, young homeboy from the streets and coming through and working the talent, and, you know what I mean? Took basketball to a different level. So, yeah, salute the general, Air Jordan himself, man.
Your Highness, got to show love to MJ. For me, growing up watching MJ was just simply amazing, man, to see the passion that he had on off the court. And, you know, now it's transitioning to the business world, and he's got a good team over there in Charlotte. So I wish him the best. But I want to see who's going to be next up where, you know, all the kids are buying their merchandise and their shoes are selling for $200, $300. You know, LeBron's doing his little thing, but I don't think those will last in the future. But couple questions for you, Jay. There's a lot of talk surrounding the MVP candidate. Who do you got and why?
I would have Harden first. Curry second, Westbrook third. Harden's been a beast all year. Put the team on his back through injuries. No big man. He's a constant scorer, constant threat. You know what you're going to get with him. Curry, I mean, I love the fact that he's kind of taking a side role, knowing that I don't got to do it all by myself. I can get my whole team involved. He's got a real, real team player. He could probably turn up crazy numbers too. So it's kind of, you know, a bit of an effect on him, but he does have better players around him. Westbrook, well, it's self-evident, man. I mean, 5 triple-doubles in the last 6 games. The man's been playing ferocious. I mean, North American headlines the way he's been playing. And he came off fresh off the MVP, off the All-Star game. Unfortunately, missed too much time during the early part of the season. That's going to be the only stain on the record.
You know, looking at it, I don't think it's a coincidence that Harden and Curry both came from Team USA, coached by Mike Krzyzewski, and now look at them, an MVP candidate. That's simply amazing. You know, look at Kyrie making it an All-Star game. A lot of these guys developed when they went over there and they played for Team USA. But for me, Jay, I got to go with, you know, co-MVP Harden, Curry. You know, Harden playing without D12, doing what he does. Nobody could guard him. Easily shooting 10-plus free throws, 40-point games, 30-point games. And you got to stay Stephen Curry, man. He's having an amazing year. Both of these guys can be the face of the league in the next couple of years. So right now the league's definitely in some good hands, but I got to go co-MVP.
I hear that, man. Talk to me about the Clippers, man. What's going on over Dockland, man?
Not a fan.
I mean, since Blake went down with a staph infection in his elbow, man, the team hasn't been the same. Jamal now hampered by injury a little bit, and they picked up your boy, Nate Robinson. But, I mean, the team itself, it just looks like they just can't get no points up. I mean, CP3 doing everything. I'll give it to CP3 too, man, because he lays it on the line every time.
You know, Jay, a year ago I said I wasn't a fan of the Clippers structure, how they have their team built. I'm not a huge J.J. Redick fan. I definitely think the kid's skilled, that he can shoot the ball, but I think coming out the West, you need some sort of aggression. I love players like Wesley Matthews. I'm not a huge fan of Aaron Aflalo, but I love the way that he plays two ways on the floor. You know, Kawhi Leonard's. I like two guards that can hit the three, can attack, and can also defend at the same time. And I think, you know, the way the Clippers are built, they're a liability when you have DJ who can't hit free throws late in the game. I've seen a couple games this year where they were up 10 points, and Lord be knows, by the end of the game, they either lose the game or they win by 2 points. You know, CP3 is getting a little bit older, so I definitely think he has to play at an all-star level for them to reach that level. But I still think how they're built as a team, there's only so far they can go.
Yeah, everything besides the CP3 older thing, because that don't matter to me. He's putting up numbers. He's still got it. He's still the motor in that vehicle all day, every day. And we'd be amiss if we didn't mention Wesley Matthews, man. Happy trails. Get back, man. Tore his Achilles tendon. That was a sad thing, for a big blow for the Portland Trail Blazers. I don't know how they're going to recoup from that personally. But, yeah, man, Wesley, get back next year, man. Do your thing, man. Sharp shooter. He was leading the league. And three-pointers made. And it's an unfortunate situation for the young Mac.
You could only imagine how intense the league would be if there was no injuries in the league, man. You could say Melo, Jabari Parker, Dwight Howard, Derrick Rose. The list goes on. Injured player after injured player after injured player, man. This league would be crazy and be so intense if every player got to play. Paul George too, man. PG-13 shot him out.
Speaking of which, man, what do you feel about him coming back, man? Is it worthy? I mean, the Pacers are soaring now. 5 straight wins. Knocking off teams of caliber, if I say so myself. So, what you think? Can George do damage?
Nah, he can't. And if it's me, it's my franchise player, he's not coming back until next year. There's no point in risking him getting injured or him getting hurt. I understand he wants to test the waters, and there's nothing wrong with that. Me, personally, if I was an NBA player, I'd want to come back and play. But if you're looking at it from a business perspective, it's not worth it. Let him get back 100% before he comes back.
100 on that, man. Everything you just said is sure the same sentiment. What's going on with the Mavericks, man? Rondo and Carlo, you know, that little kickoff spree. He's not putting up the same number, not really running the floor as efficient as he once did. You think, man, he's getting, what, too much of an attitude problem? Because, honestly, they're talking about Kelsey Graham and a few others, Dr. Phil and such. But I think, man, he just needs to just let him go. Let him go.
You know, at first when they did the Rondo trade, I thought it was a good trade at first. I thought, you know, that would definitely propel them up in the rankings. But, you know, looking at them play, you know, it's different to see a team on paper than when you see them playing it. It doesn't look at it. It looks
word up on that, man.
It looks sometimes like they just don't have chemistry going on, and nobody can pinpoint it. But when you see that Rondo can't hit jumpers compared to, I'm not saying Jermell Nelson is an all-star guard, but Jameer Nelson can hit jumpers and he can attack the lane, and Devin Harris can do the same thing. That's why sometimes when they sub out Rondo, the Mavs do go on a run, you know. But the game does slow down in the playoffs, so I have to see
and
how
Devin
they...
Devin ain't much of a shooter, too. He's more of a slasher, I may say.
I agree. The game does slow down in the playoffs, so we'll see how they do over there. But I don't think Rondo signs back.
Yeah, he's gone for sure. You know what I mean? This is a straight motel, hotel stay, the Bates Hotel. You know what I mean? He's out of that joint, man, for sure. First time he gets a chance.
How you feel about Mr. Primo Pasta, Andrea Bargnani, giving out results over there in New York?
You know what? It's nice to see, man, because honestly, you know, I never like to see a guy overly kicked. You know what I mean? Some guys just kind of burying the guy. But at the end of the day, he's in the NBA. I always tell people, remember that. You're not. And, you know, he gives you what he is. He's not much rebounds, a couple blocks here and there. He might sprout out and give you 17 to 23 points. And Phil Jackson came on the record the other day and said he's a fan of Bargnani. He's a part of the future here. So, I mean, you know, I mean, it's easy to discount a guy when he's down, but at the end of the day, he's a talented individual, and if he gets it all together, and I know that's been the if factor for the last couple of years, but hey, man, late bloomers, it can happen. Look at Mario Elie for the Rockets back in the heydays with LeBron, Kenny Smith, and them. You never know. Let the guy do his thing, and I wish him much luck.
Rightfully said. How do you feel about the Rose and the Concrete, Derrick Rose coming back for the playoffs? I think it's 2 weeks before the playoff. He's supposed to come back, warm back up, give them a late run in the playoffs. How you feel about it?
I think we share the same sentiment, man. You just never know. Wish him luck. You know, I hope things sustain for him. but you just never know. For the sake of ball and a fan and watching some action, please come back. Please be healthy. Please log anywhere from 35 to 40 minutes, if possible, during a crucial game. If not, bye-bye Bulls, man. Straight. And now, speaking of which, and I mean, I know you had something on there. Please hold on. But what about the Raptors, though, man? Like, I know we touch on it here and there. It's home-based team, and we don't want to sink them too much. But at the same time, we don't deal with bias. We call it is what it is. We speak that real. What do you feel?
Before I touch basis on the Raptors, I'm going to swing back over to D. Rose real quick. You know, honestly, to me, this looks like it's his last chance. I think this is mentally between him and the Bulls. I think they both said to themselves, listen, we have one shot at it, and if this is the year that we could do it, this would be the year. So, you know, Rose, if you could go through and play through the playoffs, even if you're hurt, this is our only chance. I think.
I disagree. You sound like the fan base.
Yeah? I don't see it possible. How much injuries has Derrick Rose
never
has?
Never a last chance. And tell
how, much,
the man,
how much injuries has he has?
Hey, bro, Brandon White calls it quit because he wanted to call it quit. You know what I mean? Penny Hardaway called it quits because he wanted to call it quits. D. Rose is a different animal. I think he's going to play until just the fact he can't play no more. But to say it's a last time, you're not a surgeon, bro.
I'm not saying that I'm a surgeon, but there's only so much a player could do if he can't
Ms.
play
Cleo?
Games.
Miss Cleo?
Nah, but look at it. It's a business at the end of the day.
Why is it the last time, though? They're invested already. Money's on the table. I mean, they're not like Larry Sanders. By the way, shouts to Larry Sanders. Over 7 years, you're going to get $1.9 in the buyout.
Ballin'.
Hey, bro, I don't know what's going on. You're stressed out, but you need a vacation. Put one in the air and think about life and come back next year. Back to Rose, though? Bro, listen, he gets back and he starts wheeling off again. They fixed up what needed fixed up. He can come back like Westbrook. Come on. Westbrook got nailed after being Mr. Consecutive years on in. After that Beverly incident, he's been nailed 3-4 times.
Rose has been consistently injured every single
What do you call 3-4 times in 1 year where Westbrook went down?
Your opinion's great.
It's not even an opinion. It's a fact. I'm not talking about opinion. Bro, I deal with facts. Opinions? Yeah, who you think could do this? I don't really try to get into that because I'm not.
Nah, but listen. I can agree to disagree, but here's the thing. D. Rose, to me personally, I think this is his last chance.
You're always on D. Rose. I'm tired of that.
No. I'm a big D. Rose fan.
You've been throwing those shots at him, man. You've been doing that.
Let me explain this. I'm a big D. Rose fan, but at the end of the day.
Yeah, you sound like one.
There's only so much a player's body can take.
Yeah, give him his last chance like you're a mortician.
So look at Dwight Howard right now. His career right now is on the edge.
Well, that's a different beast because Dwight Howard's not built like D. Rose. Forget the size and the structure. I'm talking about the heart. And D. Rose is a different animal.
So you don't feel Brandon Roy had hurt?
Do not compare an elephant
Brandon Roy
really
had
strong heart? To a lion.
Do you feel Brandon Roy had heart?
Who?
Brandon Roy.
Crazy heart.
But there's only so much he could do if there's no cartilage in his knee.
Bro, that's Roy. We're all built differently as human beings.
This is his, and to me personally, I'm looking at it saying, yo, this is his last chance in his mind.
So is this Westbrook's last chance?
When you look at it,
listen, man, I'm out of here.
He's had multiple injuries
talk to
on
me
his
about
knee.
The Raptors, you've been a Rose hater.
Hold on. Listen, in my opinion, I feel Derrick Rose is on his last straw. There's only so much you could take mentally. Being injured and going through rehab back and forth every year is definitely mentally draining for someone to go through that situation. But you know, I wish him the best. And you know, they still got Jimmy Butler on the rise right now, about to get a good deal. So the future does look bright for them with Gasol over there as well. But you know, back to the Raptors, like you asked. I'm not too concerned about the Raptors. Anybody that's seen the Raptors play last year in the playoffs, the whole We the North campaign, man, they had the city buzzing. They looked good. Unfortunately, they didn't win in the playoffs last year. But, you know, this year they came out with a strong presence and they went on a great streak at the start of the year before DeMar got hurt. So it's just a chemistry thing. I think they're more waiting for the playoffs to show everybody what they got. A lot of people are sleeping on them, only thinking that it's Cleveland and Atlanta that's only going to do damage. But We the North is definitely barking up a tree.
I'll just say the fact that you're not concerned concerns me. The Raptors, for whatever particular reason, and if you've been watching Open Gym, sportsup365.com, you can catch it all there.
Shout out Open Gym.
From the first one. You'll see that and realize that there's something wrong. Chemistry-wise, moving the ball-wise, a little bit too much isolation. And they're becoming very predictable. I mean, at the start of the early year, they had an easy schedule, you know, for the most part. And then they were warned, you know, the second half of the year, you're embarking on better teams and teams that are fighting for position and jockeying, especially in the Western Conference, as you see OKC play for keeps. I mean, not saying they can't get it back together. But, you know, something's got to give somehow, somewhere. I don't want to point out an individual per se, but as a unit right now, we saw 10 last year, November, December, during the playoff run, you know, 9.5, 10, a great effort. But now you're seeing probably 70%, 80% of what the Raptors should be.
I know you touched on that for a good minute there, but what's the issue? Is it Terrence Ross? Is it DeMar DeRozan? Is it maybe they need a scoring power forward over Amir Johnson? Valanciunas is not living up to the hype. What is it?
I think they should have got bigger. I do feel they should have got bigger a little bit. I mean, they got enough inside the paint and stuff like that. And Amir, he's a warrior. You know, he's a good guy. But I like him off the bench. I don't know if necessarily James Johnson's a starter. I like him off the bench, too, with that raw energy. Yeah, I mean, wouldn't Mozzie look beautiful beside Valanciunas right now, or, you know, play two Twin Towers and have, you know, DeMar penetrating inside and still have to kick out to Lowry and hopefully Ross would get it together. But maybe next year they got to get a legit small forward and have Lamar playing the two.
Yeah, I definitely feel you on that. I definitely think that they should have made a move over there. I think they're making an ultimatum saying, you know what, do we let go of Ross or do we keep him? Does the kid have potential? And he definitely does, but he hasn't stepped up. So I think they're debating that. But I think in the future, you know, if he doesn't step up in the playoffs, they're definitely going to make that decision to go after somebody like Greg Monroe or another big. Shout out Kawhi Leonard. He looked nice over there in Toronto.
Yeah, Messiah played a really cool man, but it is what it is. I mean, Houston, they went and got themselves better. Dallas got themselves better. Cleveland got themselves better. Miami even did a little work. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. Hopefully, the chemistry, they'll get back to where they used to be. Moving on, man. What's going on in San Antonio, man? Looks like the old boys are coming back. Tony Parker finally getting himself healthy. They got a 6-game win streak going right now. How do you feel about them Spurs, man? Are they hitting the right stride? I think the whole philosophy was probably, you know what? I don't care who we play. Just get us in the playoffs, and then you'll see what's up.
As I always say, if you respect basketball, you got to respect the Spurs. Bottom line, they're that old guy that walks in the gym and you look at him like, what is this guy doing? He's not on my team. And then he comes out there and he kicks everyone's ass. So definitely got to shout out the Spurs. Kawhi looks like he's back in form. I'm not too sold on the Tony Parker, but I definitely think in a 7-game series, it's going to be hard to beat them 4 games. Let's swing east real quick. Shout out Dominique Wilkins, man. I heard he just got a statue out there in Atlanta. Good luck, good luck.
Yeah, Dominique honors the number one Hawk ever in the history. How do you feel about Josh Smith, though? I mean, calling the fans, calling a bunch of bandwagons. I don't know about that. They were giving him a standing ovation. Dominique, man, it was a lovely night. And yeah.
You know what Larry Bird said about the statue?
What do you say?
They asked him his opinion on the statue. He goes, I bet you it wasn't in a defensive stance.
Dirty Larry, Dirty Larry, man. But it's true, though. Take a couple shots, man. Why not, right? No, I heard what he said, but he was in joke and jest, so, you know, let it be a slide. Hey, back to Twitter question, man. I liked it because I was, like, raring to get into it, but dude asked me straight up, who would win, Dante Jones or Draymond Green? For those who don't know, at the end of the Clippers game on Sunday with the Golden State Warriors, waxed them on camera before he got his first question off. Dante made it a little smooth, but he gave Draymond a little brush, and Draymond gave him the old Movado stare down. You knew it was serious, straight goods. And then afterwards, bashed him as Dante being a bench warmer who doesn't get in the game where, you know, going at him doesn't do any good for him. But actually, Draymond, no problem. Dante, yeah, he's a pest, but he ain't ready for Draymond. Draymond's a different beast. Once he starts swinging, it's over.
Be honest with you, I'm going with Dante Jones. I've been a fan of him from he was at Duke. I'm rocking with Dante on that one.
Yeah, he's out of his weight class, bro. It's like that's like Hector Camacho going against Mike Tyson.
Shout out Draymond Green. He's on a superstar status right now, about to get a good
Draymond's on that Ben Wallace, yo. Yo, you know when you see what Artest didn't want no problem with Wallace, yeah. But he's quick to go after the fans, though. You know.
Draymond has way more to lose than Dante at this point, but you know, Draymond's balling right now, about to get a good check. Hopefully he cut us a check over here too, right?
Last time we seen him was 212, so it's good to see where he's at right now, man.
Speaking of money, since we're on the money topic, let's talk Bucks, man. What's your thoughts on MCW and his performance over there with J. Kidd?
I like him over there, man. He's under Kidd's wing. I mean, slowly but surely. He had a great game, even though they lost against the Pelicans. And with him, Ennis, and Bayless doing their thing over there, it's a nice nucleus, man. Same kind of temperament, good guys who just want to see the team win. So give him some time, man. I like him better there than Philly, man, where it's just crazy and chaotic. Know what I mean? Finally, shout out to Ray Allen too, man. Decided to sit out the whole year and let the body rest and hopefully feel rejuvenated and come back and probably give it. He come back, man. But he really wants to get the body a rest. And, yeah, I like the fact he didn't do it anyway because I don't want to see him jumping on a team, on a bandwagon team. So shout out to Ray. Hope you do get back, man. One of my favorite shooters ever.
Ray Allen, Jesus Shuttlesworth. Shout out LeBron James. Just recently passed him on the all-time scoring list. But
word.
I rather would have seen Jesus back on a team hitting some threes this year, man. I think once a player leaves this league and enjoys the life and sees his family, his loved ones, it's hard to come back at that point. Unless you're addicted to the game,
I'll
like Kobe.
I'll be honest, though, man. I can't call no man Jesus beside Jesus. Even the Spanish guys. I just gave him a Jesus. But I get what you're saying, though. What up, Ray? Anyways, moving on. You know what time it is. Who's balling?
And who's stalling?
Talk to me, man. Who's balling for you right now?
For me, this is the most exciting time of the year when it comes to basketball, especially in the fantasy world. Waiver wire is on fire. You got a lot of players stepping up because they're getting the opportunities late in the season. I'm going to go with Ricky Rubio. Dude came back, and he's on fire with the assists,
honestly,
steals,
listen,
and points.
Listen, we don't share lists. Honestly, we don't share lists. And that's the first guy on my list. Look at that and verify that, please, for the people. Please.
So tell him what he had.
No, I'll tell you straight. Ricky, man, last five games, he put up five double-doubles, no Timmies. Ever since he took off the minutes restriction Flip Saunders did, he's been on a scraping plate menu. Love it. Ricky, keep going. Feed Wiggins, my man.
Who else you got over there?
Nerlens Noel, man. Even though Philly sucks, man. I mean, Philly sucks. He's been a defensive beast. Kentucky produce. Great big men. You got Cousins, AD, all mashing. But yeah, last three games, Noel, man, 15 steals. Last 10 games, he's had 29 blocks, including nine. He hung on the Pacers. Good to see big men playing like big men because a while they were talking they were going to be, you know, extinct ever since Shaq and them left. But nah, man, he hanging on and we got some others coming through.
I got an unexpected player on my list. I got to show love to Derrick Rose. He made my list even though I was talking a little bit harsh about it. But at the same sentence, I got to give the boy some love because at the end of the day, if you're going to come back from injuries after injury and try to make it for the playoffs, that shows that you love the game. And any player that loves the game, you got to appreciate that.
But how is that balling though? It's good that you get the good guy award and you just saw me back the guy for the last how many times, but how's that balling?
I gotta give him some love, bro. I gotta give him some love.
How's he balling though? This is not the love section. This is not the love boat, bro. This is like who's balling. So what is he balling on crutches? Like what is he doing right now, bro?
He's balling in rehab right now.
Alright, I'm gonna leave you alone, man. We already battled enough on Rose. I'm shifting over to Twin Towers in Detroit, man. Andre Drummond and Greg Moose, Monroe, man. They've been dominating the paint last eight games, multiple double-doubles. Defense is solid and bringing what Stan Van Gundy been wanting when he had Howard down south. So, yeah, man, Twin Towers, big up.
I'm going to show love to Miricic. Came over here. Derrick Rose went down. I'm on Chicago. I've been talking about Chicago a lot. Let me give them some love. Miricic has been playing real good. Power forward spot. Given that points that's needed for Chicago, we'll see what he does in the playoffs.
Aye. Yo, old school love, Mo Williams, baby. I mean, since he got over the show, he's been on a tear last seven games, streaking, trying to secure a playoff spot. They are. And with my man Big Al playing great, Gilchrist is balling, Henderson's doing what he's supposed to do. Can Basu come back in 7 days or less? It's on. Oh, and Coach Clifford already stated Mo stays in the starting lineup. Big up, Mo.
I'm not a huge fan of Primo Pasta, like I said earlier, but the kid is balling. He's putting up some points over there to the point that Phil Jackson is saying they do want to keep him next year. So that's definitely balling if Phil Jackson says he wants to keep you when he's building a new team with the triangle offense around Melo.
I hear that. Big up Lassie too, man. Isaiah Thomas balling. I respect how he manned up. No crying. Went into Boston. He's been on tear ever since. First nine games with the Celtics. Thomas has dropped 189 points. 50 dimes, 26 boards to boot. And might I mention, that's off the bench, back in Marcus Smart. You know what I mean? So, hey, Danny Ainge is no fool. They got younger, retooled with some fresh talent. And free agents, they'll come, man. It's Boston. It's history. I mean, you heard it here first. Watch out. Kevin Love, everybody talking L.A., he may go the opposite way, just like Paul Pierce. He's a California boy.
Straight up, boy.
Yeah, who you got for Stone, though?
Hard for me to do this one because you know I'm a big LeBron James fan, but at the end of the day, the big players step up. We bought up Michael Jordan. I see Michael Jordan come through in the clutch. Kobe Bryant comes through in the clutch. LeBron, this was a big game. You skipped the night before, made an excuse about your back. You went against Harden. game went down to the clutch and you went 3 of 11 from the free throw line and missed two crucial free throws in the end, that could have helped the team win. So I got to give LeBron, and he had 9 turnovers versus Atlanta. These are huge games in the season, and LeBron, this is that platform. I expect you to step up.
Yeah, I respect that. For Stalin, for me, I'm going to check Terrence Ross. I know you had him once before, and I'm really looking at this man like, bro, like, you got so much talent. You can jump out the gym. You can hit the three, but at times it just seems like he's struggling with his confidence at times, you know what I mean? And that's no knock, because the other day, I can always say, man, you win the game, but come on, man, we need more from you, Terrence, man. If you were hitting shots and doing what you're supposed to do, be like a young Ray Allen, because Ray Allen could take it to the hoop. Anybody who knows fresh out of UConn, he'll dunk on you, Milwaukee days, but that's what we need from Terrence, man. Get it on, homie.
I got to throw Lance Stevenson in the mix, man. If you look at his game before Washington, they played 5 games, had 37 points in total in 5 games. That's 7.4 points per game. This is a guy that was a centerpiece player over there in Indiana and left because he wasn't accepting the money, man. But it's sad to see him at 7.4 with a lot of potential that he has over there.
Yeah, I respect that, man. He's got to step up. I expect him to do big things, and it looks like Larry Bird made the right move on that by letting him fly out. My starting list, too, I got to add Aaron Brooks. I mean, one game he might give you 22 points. Another game he might give you 18. And then he gives you like 4 or 5 games where like 3 points, 6 points, 7 points. And his dime game is lackluster at best. I mean, you're getting 2 or 3 dimes a day from this guy. He's starting point guard for a major team in the Chicago Bulls. I mean, I know Tibbs is thinking, where's DJ Augustine now?
I'm a huge fan of Whiteside, but, you know, he's been in the news lately for a few uncalled incidents, you know, just got thrown at a game against Boston for a flagrant foul, too. Like, come on, Whiteside, you got the opportunity of a lifetime, and you've been living up to the hype to the point that people are throwing you the category for most improved. But, you know, your attitude revolves around everything, and, you know, hopefully he gets it together because I do like the kid, but he's got to be unstalling for that.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. And I'm going to throw a Courtney Lee, man. I mean, I expect a lot more from Courtney to do more damage, but he just, like, fell right off, giving you basically next to nothing out there. I mean, Tony Allen's more valuable for me in the fallback. We'll see how it goes in the playoffs. But Courtney, man, you got to sink shots, man. You got to sink those threes. You're getting open looks.
Let's swing the ball over to the Detroit, man. I got to throw KCP in there. They said he's going to be a valuable piece for the team going forward. Joker. And I don't see him doing anything with it. You got boys like Jody Meeks that can ball, that's on the bench, giving KCP his opportunity. I say if the boy doesn't shine this year, man, him go on the bench and start Meeks.
Yeah, and in that, I'm going to add on David Lee, man. Not to the fault of his own, man, but his game's been solid just because he can't get in there to get really pumped. I know it must suck. He must say, yeah, team success. He's jumping around doing the YMCA shuffle, but at the end of the day, man, I know next year he gets out of, he wants out, man. This ain't going to work for him here, man. He needs a time. He needs to be a starting five somewhere. He looked good in Toronto, though.
Oh, for sure. He definitely would look good in Toronto. But shout out David Lee, man. He's just being an ultimate team player. Lost his starting role to Draymond Green. So we'll see how they do it in the playoffs.
What happened to the old rule, man? You don't lose your job when you get injured.
New rules, new league, new media, new everything.
That's how it is nowadays. Jimmy, what we got for time, bro?
Roll out,
we shall, people. Much respect, much appreciated. Thanks for the comments, the DMs and stuff, and things you want me to talk about. That dedication for Draymond, that's from Mikey Alexander, by the way. Thank you very much, sir. 40, you guys say, bro?
Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work. And I want to give a huge shout out to Wesley Matthews, man. Really hurt my heart when I seen the kid go down off of that injury, especially before the playoffs. He's been balling all year. They call him the Iron Man. And see Iron Man go down hurt my heart. But get better. Keep your head up, kid.
Yeah, that's what's up. And thank you, Snack Bike Media, man. The boys are gems. And make sure you check out sportsup365.com. Get the latest one page at a time. People, you ain't got to go home, but check it.
You got to get that out of here.
All right? So be good, man. Be safe. One love. Peace.
No matter where you go, NBAStore.com's got you covered. NBAStore.com. One store, every team.